The next time Dave sees me, he may not say it, but he's thinking, here come Ray. Here he come. I know what is on his mind, trying to fix me. But if I respect and accept what Dave is happy with that medication. 6 months from now, I see him again somewhere, a year. Now, that acid reflux is now eating a hole in his esophagus. Now things have changed. But because Dave trusted me and we have that great conversation, now Dave is ready to listen. Does that make sense? Okay? So guys, this material that I'm giving you, if you get nothing else, you learn to be a great listener and ask questions. We've been taught to add to don't even allow people to think. Just, you know, anybody been in sales, all that stuff, that, you know, use fear tactics. That's why your downline quit. That's why people quit. And a lot of times we quit. You know, I'm tired of getting rejected, right? So what really makes this work is having a skillful and heart-to-heart conversation with somebody. And here's the key. Is there anything after that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So here's the key. Now you're going to have to, here's what you're going to have to do, guys. You're going to have to practice, practice, practice. Having a conversation with your wife, your spouse, your significant other, your dog, the doorknob. Just keep practicing. And if you'll give me that book, Yolanda. This book, okay. This book is called How to Sell Network Marketing Without Fear, Anxiety, or Losing Your Friends. Guys, if you want to build a big organization like we have, get this book. Because other than that, you just peeing in the wind. And you're hoping and wishing that somehow, one day, it's all going to come together. I did that for years, guys. I was just lucky enough that it happened a little bit. But I struggled, and people would ask me how to make the approach. And I'd just say, you got to have tough skin. And no, I was lying through my teeth. But I just didn't have another way to teach people. All right, so with that, I'm going to bring Yolanda.
Michael Oliver.
Yeah, by Michael Oliver. And you can get this on Amazon?
Yep.
Amazon, all right? So I'm going to bring Yolanda up now, and she's going to talk a little bit about personal development. Thank you, guys.
Woo-hoo! I'm done. You can stay up here. For folks that know Raymond, it's not over yet.
I just love teaching. I love teaching people new stuff.
So here's the key. What you heard from him, most of you are sitting there going, you know what? I do that. I'm having a conversation. I talk to them, but they still don't get it. That means that you weren't really listening. Because many of you are having the conversation, but it's a one-sided conversation. And that conversation is you want what you want. And that is, I want to enroll that person. But the conversation should be, I want what they want. I want their truth. Because if I get their truth, then I will get my truth. So when we really begin to think about what we are and what we do and our desires and how we want to really do this thing, we've got to really step back and understand that our thoughts, our intentions, as we indicate, when Raymond indicated earlier about your intent. So if your intent is to really go out there and you want to share with somebody each and every day and you want to make them to understand that, you know what, I got something that I know can absolutely change the quality of your life, be it physically and or financially, that is not the right intention because that's what you want. But if you go out there with the attitude that, you know what, Father, which if you would, this is my prayer. Now you have your own prayer or do whatever you need to do. But every morning I get up, I pray for our group first and foremost. And then I ask God to put the right people before me, the people that are to be before me. My intent is to go out there and share with those that want it, that want it, that truth. And it will make me feel so much freer inside because I'm not forcing myself on anyone or trying to convince them, as Raymond indicated. I'm trying to give them, and I'm going to give them what they want. So if you think about your intentions and think about your desires and think about what you really want to do, then you're going to bring that on to you. If you think prosperity, you're setting yourself up for prosperity consciousness. If you're thinking about good health, you're setting yourself up for good health consciousness. Now, if you think about this one lady, I tell you the story, you know, her desire was that she wanted to inspire people. She wanted to really go out there and help people become better at what they do. She didn't see that enough, and she was from this small town. And so she went to Daytona, and there she began on her mission to really open up this place where she could inspire people, where she could educate people, but nobody believed in her. They told her that she could not do it. But she kept at it. She wouldn't eat, but she would bake pies and cookies and sell them for fundraisers. And she did that for a few years. And then all of a sudden, one day, this one-room-light school opened up. Mary McLeod Bethune did it. So the question becomes, is your desire just that heavy? You know, there's something better than making a living. It's even better when you can live nobly or make a noble life. So what are your thoughts? What are you thinking? What is your truth? What is going to set you free? What is going to really give you what you want to have if you want it? The truth will set you free, only if you want it. And in this business, it starts with that approach. In this business, that's your bread and butter. In this business, you got to change in here to have it out there. So the question becomes, how badly do you want it?